Now that you have a solid understanding of the MG tag, the alt attribute in its basic form, and the figure/fig caption elements, it is time to go deeper. This chapter focuses on two specific topics: writing complex and meaningful alt attribute text for non-trivial images, and the long disk attribute, which was historically used to link to a detailed description of an image. Both topics are essential for writing accessible, professional HTML that meets modern web standards. Why the alt attribute is more than just a label. You already know that the alt attribute provides a textual alternative for an image when the image cannot be displayed, or when a user is navigating with a screen reader. However, many developers treat the alt attribute as a simple label, writing things like alt equals image or alt equals photo. This is a mistake that makes websites far less accessible and less professional. The alt attribute should convey the meaning and purpose of the image in its context. The content of the alt attribute depends entirely on what the image represents and why it is there. There is no universal formula, but there are clear principles that guide how to write effective and appropriate alternative text. The four main types of images and how to handle their alt attribute. Understanding the type of image you are dealing with is the first step to writing the correct alt text. 1. Informative images. These images convey information that is not present in the surrounding text. For example, a photograph of a person smiling while using a computer on a coding school homepage. The alt attribute should describe what is visually meaningful. Alt equals a young woman smiling while working on her laptop at a desk. This gives the user who cannot see the image an equivalent understanding of what is being communicated. 2. Functional images. These are images that serve as buttons, links, or interactive controls. For example, a magnifying glass icon used as a search button. The alt attribute should describe the function, not the appearance. Alt equals search. Writing alt equals magnifying glass icon would be incorrect because it describes what the image looks like rather than what it does. 3. Decorative images. These images add visual interest but carry no meaningful information. For example, a purely aesthetic swirl pattern used as a background divider. In this case, the alt attribute should be left empty. Alt equals. This is intentional and correct. A screen reader will then skip the image entirely, which is exactly the desired behavior. Never omit the alt attribute entirely. An image without any alt attribute is flagged as an accessibility error. The difference between alt equals, empty, and no alt attribute at all is crucial. 4. Complex images. These are images that contain a lot of information, such as charts, diagrams, graphs, maps, or infographics. A simple alt attribute is not sufficient to describe all the information these images contain. For example, a bar chart showing the evolution of web development job offers in France between 2018 and 2023. A basic alt like alt equals bar chart is not enough. You need to either write a detailed alt attribute that summarizes the key information, or provide a longer description using another method. This is exactly where the concept of long disk and equivalent alternatives come into play. Writing complex alt text for detailed images. For complex images, your alt attribute should aim to summarize the key message of the image. Think of it as a caption that replaces the image entirely for someone who cannot see it. For example, if you have a pie chart showing the market share of programming languages in 2024, with JavaScript at 35%, Python at 25%, Java at 15%, and others at 25%, a good alt attribute would be alt equals pie chart showing programming language market share in 2024, JavaScript 35%, Python 25%, Java 15%, others 25%. This alt text gives the user the actual data contained in the image. It is long, but it is complete and meaningful. There is no strict character limit for the alt attribute, though it is generally recommended to keep it under 150 characters when possible. For complex images, going beyond this limit is acceptable and often necessary. However, sometimes even a long alt attribute is not enough to fully convey the complexity of an image. For example, a detailed architectural diagram, a scientific chart with many variables, or an interactive map. This is where a supplementary description becomes necessary. The long disk attribute. History, purpose, and current status. The long disk attribute was introduced in early versions of HTML to allow authors to link an image to a separate page or a fragment on the same page that contains a longer, more detailed description of the image. The syntax was straightforward. MGSRC equals chart.png alt equals bar chart of sales data long disk equals chart description.html greater than. The value of long disk is a URL, either an absolute URL pointing to a separate HTML page, or a relative URL pointing to a section of the current page using a fragment identifier. For example, long disk equals hashtag chart description. The intention was excellent. For users of screen readers or other assistive technologies, the browser or assistive tool would follow the long disk URL and read the detailed description. This was particularly useful for complex scientific or financial images. However, in practice, long disks suffered from several significant problems. Browser support was inconsistent and unreliable. Most mainstream browsers ignored the long disk attribute entirely from the visual rendering perspective. Most screen readers did not implement it consistently either, which undermined its accessibility value. The HTML5 specification officially removed long disk from the standard language. It was placed in a separate, non-normative document and is now considered obsolete for modern HTML5 development. Developers rarely used it correctly, which reinforced its marginal status. This does not mean the concept behind long disk is irrelevant, quite the opposite. The need for extended descriptions of complex images is real and important. What has changed is the recommended method for providing such descriptions. Modern alternatives to long disk. Since long disk is no longer part of the HTML5 standard, modern web development uses other techniques to provide extended descriptions for complex images. Here are the main approaches you should know. Use the fig caption element. You already know figure and fig caption from the previous chapter. For a complex image, you can place a detailed description directly in the fig caption. This is visible to all users, not just screen reader users, which is generally considered better practice. Example pont figure. MGSRC equals saleschart.png alt equals bar chart showing quarterly sales growth in 2023 greater than. Fig caption. This chart presents the quarterly sales figures for 2023. The first quarter shows 12,000 units sold, the second quarter 15,500 units, the third quarter 18,200 units, and the fourth quarter 22,000 units, indicating a consistent growth trend throughout the year. Less than slash fig caption. Slash figure. Place the description in adjacent body text. Write the detailed description in a paragraph near the image. This is the most straightforward approach for articles, blog posts, or documentation pages. The text is accessible to everyone and does not rely on any special attribute. Use the Area Describe B attribute. This is a modern accessibility attribute from the Accessible Rich Internet Application specification. It links an image to the identifier of another element on the page that contains a detailed description. Example. MGSRC equals network diagram.png alt equals network architecture diagram area described B equals network DESC greater than. PID equals network DESC greater than. The diagram shows a three-tier architecture with a client layer on the left, a server layer in the center running Node.js, and a database layer on the right with both a SQL database and a NoSQL database connected to the server. Less than slash P. In this example, the ARIA describe B attribute points to the paragraph with the identifier network DESC. Screen readers will read the alt text first, then optionally provide access to the extended description in the paragraph. This approach is well supported by modern browsers and screen readers and is the recommended solution when you need a detailed description that is also visible on the page. Use the ARIA details attribute. This is a newer attribute in the Accessible Rich Internet Application specification, specifically designed for complex descriptions. It works similarly to ARIA Describe BB but is intended for richer, more structured content such as tables or multi-paragraph descriptions. Browser and screen reader support is still growing, but it is worth knowing. The empty alt attribute, a common source of confusion. One of the most common mistakes among beginner developers is omitting the alt attribute entirely when they think the image is decorative. This is incorrect behavior. Every MG element must have an alt attribute. If the image is purely decorative, the alt attribute must be present but empty, alt equals. When the alt attribute is missing entirely, assistive technologies often fall back to reading the file name of the image, which results in a poor and confusing user experience. For example, a screen reader might say image header background v3 final use this 1.png, which is clearly not helpful. When alt equals is present, the screen reader simply skips the image silently, which is exactly the correct behavior for a decorative image. Summary of best practices. To bring everything together, here are the key principles you should apply when working with the alt attribute and extended descriptions. Always include the alt attribute on every MG element, without exception. For informative images, describe the meaningful content of the image in plain, concise language. For functional images, icons, buttons, describe the function, not the visual appearance. For decorative images, use alt equals to explicitly indicate that the image carries no informational value. For complex images such as charts, graphs, diagrams, or maps, write a detailed alt text that captures the key data or message. If the information is too complex for the alt attribute alone, use one of the modern approaches, Fig caption, adjacent body text, or ARIA describe DB. Do not use longdisk in new HTML5 projects. It is obsolete and not reliably supported. Prefer ARIA describe BIBI when you need to programmatically link an image to a detailed description that is already present on the page. Always test your images with a screen reader or an accessibility evaluation tool to verify that your alternative texts make sense in context. These practices are not just technical formalities. They directly affect the usability and inclusivity of the applications you will build as a full-stack web developer. Writing good alternative text is a professional skill that employers and clients notice, and it is a legal requirement in many countries under accessibility laws such as the Web Content Accessibility Guidelines. Mastering it at this stage of your training sets a strong foundation for everything that follows.